Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't care what anybody said, man. I know the Giants were going home, but damn it, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. I just was curious about what they clapping for, dog.
Because you made a good point, bro.
Oh, my bad.
A round of applause for Hugh Douglas last night.
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
Because it was just, I was just talking. And, you know, we usually in the studio, so, and I never, like, at the Players' Lounge, don't really ask a whole lot of questions. So I was just curious about how he thinks or whatever. They started clapping.
Did you forget what it's like to be cheered? It used to happen all the time.
Well, no, it's for a take. And people were clapping. I'm like, damn, they're clapping.
Yeah, no, well, there cheers for my takes.
We do have a studio audience in here. They don't often applaud you, though. We usually get this reaction.
Yeah, I disappoint folks. Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time.
All right, so a lot of fun last night in the Players' Lounge. But then, apparently, you aired Family Business. You aired out
first
Kyle
of all,
and
it
I
was fam-
on the Players' Lounge?
See, there's a little bit of... Okay, I'm going to let
in
you play
front
it first.
In front of Tanner McKee?
I'm going to let you play it first, but there's some context to this.
I'm just if we meet Tanner McKee and it's like, oh, these are the guys that said you was talking about.
But, you know, we talked about it. Y'all fine. And plus, you know, it's not like I can ESP aren't family.
So this is a back and forth about defense as a luxury, but wrapped into it is, you know, you airing us out.
Wow.
Not even by name also. Like, you couldn't even dignify us by calling us by our names. Mm-hmm.
I said I love y'all, though.
Well,
let's hear. Let's listen to this.
Well,
used to
you're
run
not going
to
dye your beard, you know.
How about that? Did you hear them today pressuring me to dye my beard,
I think
beard,
you should
man?
Still dye it.
Did you hear that? That's ridiculous,
I heard you,
though.
Yeah.
They moved the line. I have two people that I work with. Love them to death. But they don't adhere to no rules at all. They move the line every chance they get.
They also don't have to dye their beard. So
yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Elliot was with me.
Maybe if you get on the bus.
Man, I'm having anxiety attacks about that.
Here's
now.
The thing I'll say about the whole dyeing the beard, Hugh.
See, this is where now,
this stabbed me.
This hurt. Oh, this hurt right here.
No. I think you're in the right because
it's 17.8.
Right, it's 17.8. So technically,
see, here's
you're
where it
in
gets worse.
Right.
Technically means
but no,
he
but
thinks
he,
you should
no,
dye
but
here,
yeah, he about to hit me with a butt. Yeah, that's what he's about to hit me with. Okay, what's the butt, dog?
See, here you go. Here you go.
Because how flippant.
See,
you've been
and I
about
see,
the defense being see, a luxury and how good they've been this year. I think you ought to do it
see,
based on that.
That ain't
and
right.
That's
right. Why everybody's so adamant about me dying.
Yes.
It. Because it's not so much that I actually won the bet. It's that I've been flippant about the take,
yeah,
which stood the test of time, by the way. It stood the test of time. It stood the test of time.
The second most important listen.
I said that.
The offensive line, along with Saquon, best unit on the team, and then the defense as a whole. Come on, man.
See, he didn't get to the good part. But here's the thing. And this is where I chose to talk about that. Is because we're doing the show, and Ike pointed out, he's like, yo, bro, why you being so defensive? Mm-hmm. He was like, why you being so defensive?
He gets it.
I was like, because Kyle and Joe have been beating me up about this all day.
Family
so
business.
I'm a little defensive.
Now, you did mention that Ike and ESP are family, too, and they are. But you know what this is like? This is like at the big family gathering. You're in the kitchen. Telling on folks what's going on in the house.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I admit to that. Yeah.
You did. I mean,
because,
we all heard it.
Because it's like I sit here and I make some fire points every morning, and you guys just poo-poo them. And so I went on the Players' Lounge, and I just wanted to be validated, and they validated me, and so then I told on y'all.
Oh, really?
I mean, they did kind of validate until I flipped it. He hit me with the backhand and comment. He hit me with the butt.
Pulled the rug out from right under you.
Hugh thought he was in a safe space, and he got crushed.
And this is all it is, man. See, just you know what? This would be easier if everybody just admits to what it really is. This is the most pushback I've ever had on this defense is a luxury, not a necessity comment. I made that comment 2 years ago, and ain't nobody had nothing to say until they start playing better this year.
Well, we also got more evidence.
Mount Rushmore.
We'll see about that. But you lost last. You lost this bet. So Daniel Popper, he covers the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah,
for
that's
the
reputable writer.
He covers the Los Angeles Chargers. So he tweeted this out last night. Hugh, and I don't even know if he has a dog in the race here.
He probably does. You probably know him, and he probably told him to write that.
I did not tell him to do this, but he put out this. So he wrote, quote, "So not to be a stickler, but the Eagles defense actually allowed the fewest points in the league this season at 288. The Chargers defense allowed 299. The 303 total for Philadelphia factors in a Jacksonville defensive touchdown and a Cleveland block field goal touchdown." Now, I don't have my calculator out. Kyle, can you calculate this? Can you divide 288 by 17?
That's like 16.9 or something
like
that, right?
And that would mean that's a green beard you got there.
No, but that's not how it's calculated on StatMuse.
I don't care about
the official NFL stats.
No,
we just want real math here.
It is 16.9.
No, it's 16.9. Look at that. Oh, I got that right out the gate, huh? No, but they still count though.
So on Friday, I expect a green beard. 16.9.
That's not the case. If I go when it's all said and done, and they say how many points, if somebody says 10 years from now, granddaddy, how many points did that Super Bowl champion Eagles give up in 2025? And he's gonna say, "Well, son, they gave up 17.8 points."
Then the grandpa's a liar because the answer is 16.9.
Not grandpa liar.
Grandpa's a liar.
Then they're gonna say, you know, Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn, they pressured Hugh Douglas into painting his beard, and even though he had won the bet. Let's just call this what it is, man.
If you go around telling people that you got bullied by me and Joe, that's going to look bad on
you.
Well, they look at me like seriously all the time when I say it, but it's true. They listen to the show. They know what's going on. People text me all the time and say, "Wow, you're being bullied." And I'm like, yeah, because you guys are bullies.
What we are out for is truth and fairness.
That is not what you're out for.
All right, so are you going to dye this beard by Friday?
No, because I won the bet.
All right, well, then we need to figure out some sort of workaround because this is unacceptable. You lost and you're refusing.
I'm not refusing. It's like, listen.
This is the camera-ish.
I am a stand-up guy. That hurt right there. I am a stand-up guy. And when I look at the stats, see, if the stats didn't say what they said, you would have a leg to stand on.
We just gave you the stats.
It did. It said, no, you gave me something from a writer that wrote that you're personal friends with.
We gave you math.
No, I don't know this
yeah,
guy.
You do. Friends. Yeah, you do. You got his number on speed now. Why he write that story all of a sudden out of the blue? And knowing that we've been having this conversation,
he's from Los Angeles.
Yeah, because you know somebody that know him, and that's why 6 degrees of separation. You do. Or Kyle called him, one of y'all. Because it's mighty funny that all of a sudden he dropped that story yesterday.
It's remarkable.
So convenient.
Yeah, it is remarkable. Yes. It's remarkable.
Maybe you just accept the fact that you lost instead of trying to demean the writer.
Do me a favor. Everybody that is trying to press me to dye my beard, go pull up the Eagles stats for the 2024 season and pull up the defensive stats and tell me what they say and get back to me.
We just did the math. I don't know if you heard that.
Nope. Y'all did that. Right, so, y'all did that. Friend, man.
How are we going to solve this?
Yeah.
We need to solve this some way because we're not just going to let you weasel out.
You make it sound like I'm.
You are.
I'm not weaseling.
There's a squirm going on.
There's not no squirm.
All right. Do we want to go double or nothing in the Packers game?
Double or nothing. Okay. What are we talking about?
All right. What's the number of Eagles defensive points allowed?
So this isn't a pick six or the Eagles, Jalen's rusty
in the first
quarter.
All of a sudden
quarter.
The offense becomes a defense like you and Matt tried to push. That nonsense.
Speaking of friends, I mean, that guy must have been your cousin.
You texted
insane.
Him.
Hey, Matt, you're looking out, dog.
All right.
That's outrageous.
Let's go double or nothing, okay? Sunday against the Packers. I'll throw a number out. They allow 17 or fewer. And you got to dye that beard green Sunday night before we come in here Monday.
17. That seems kind of high. This defense has been playing pretty good.
So what number do you want?
Can I get 10?
10? They have Jordan Love as their quarterback.
Can I get 10?
They should roll off the bus and score 10.
No, I'm just saying, can I get 10 points?
No.
Hell, they only gave up 13 last week, and that was the backup.
Well, we can split the difference.
14.
How
about
That's two touchdowns.
So how about 12?
12?
Okay, 13. 13? 13.
What about like just 14 or fewer?
How about 13 or fewer? How about 13?
We could put that up to a vote.
Yeah, 13 points. No, because you know, you mean to the people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, man, they're not. Them folks out there mad. Them folks. They're out there mad at me because.
Did you just you people our audience?
Yeah, I did. I did to you people. They mad at me because I had to take. No. I don't want anybody outside this family involved. Put it like this. How about this? Leave it up to the other host of the show.
We'll ask Ike.
Yeah, ask Ike. Ask Ike.
Right, well, Ike will set a number, and here's the deal.
No, don't, wait a minute. Hold up. Let Ike set the number. Like the negotiated numbers. I don't trust Ike.
All right, we're going to come up with a number by
offer Ike 13 or 14.
By the end of the week.
Okay.
Right, so here's the deal. Final one, then we'll move on for at least for a few minutes. By the end of the week, we have to come up with a number. If the Eagles allow fewer than that.
Okay, I'm good.
Or over that. And if they allow over that, or you have to dye your beard.
For a week?
No.
But that's wait a minute, that's a consolation.
No. This is through the Super Bowl.
But you're gonna allow it to go back to gray if the Eagles keep winning?
No, you got to do it through the run.
That seems like malpractice.
Through the run.
Wait a minute. So you mean I have to? So technically, I got to wear a green. Like if I lose this bet, I got to wear a green beard for a month.
Yep, including our trip to New Orleans.
It should be green right now.
Boy, I tell you, no.
You should have come in here Monday with a green beard. If we're being honest, because that's when the final tally was calculated.
Okay. What color green are we talking about?
You choose.
Midnight.
I get to choose the green?
Midnight
okay, that's
Kelly.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay,
Eagle green.
As long as I get to choose the green.
You choose the green.
Don't make it like neon, though. It's got to be in the spirit of the Philadelphia Eagles.
But, I get to choose the green. Okay.
All right. So I'll take that. All right, we move the line for this bet one more week. All right, 215-592.
But now we just got to figure out the number.
Yeah, we got to figure out the number. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? And, of course, get on the record here. Who should be the number two quarterback this weekend? Is it McKee or is it Pickett? Let's go to Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Oh, man, right on time, man. Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm just listening to this debate. I got a couple of suggestions. So let me just say something right off the bat. Hey, 13 was my number for them to score in this game. So I think 13 is a good number. And here's the reason why. They don't have their lead receiver. Their quarterback is injured, and our defense is on fire. I'm giving them 13 points. I think that's a good number to settle on. So that's my take.
All right, we'll take that into account. Yeah, I mean, we need to get Hugh in line here because he's just trying to pull one over our eyes.
Now, here's my other thing. Since y'all coming up with a number bet, but my solution to this, right, is, Hugh technically won the bet, but here's how you get around that. Hugh, you go with the green when y'all on that bus drive on Super Bowl week. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, the reason why you're going to sport the green is that you're representing the team and not because you lost the bet. So that's
basically you said to make me feel better, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, you're representing the team.
Yeah, you represent the team during Super Bowl week. Sport your green beard. You know what I mean? I think it's going to look good on you anyway. So
man, that don't make me feel better.
Great.
Everybody trying to give me consolation. Hey, it's going to make
you feel
better.
It won't be that bad. You won't get left out that much.
Yeah.
All right. So, man, I'm so focused on this. What was the talking point was was it Jalen Hurts or what?
Yeah, well, he's still in the concussion protocol. You concerned?
Oh, yeah. You concerned about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm riding with Hugh on this. Is I'm not concerned today. I would be concerned tomorrow if he's not practicing by Thursday. Or Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to be concerned about Jalen not playing. Now, with that said, I'm still – if Jalen, for some odd reason, is ruled out for the game, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about them winning this game on Sunday. One of the things that I really – because I looked at that game on Sunday with Tanner McKee. I wanted to see how he was doing. I know Pickett has more experience, but to see McKee be decisive in releasing the ball – with accuracy and difficult conditions, and this was his first start with backups, okay? With backups, he looked really good. And here's the other reason why I like McKee over Pickett, is that McKee, and we haven't seen this yet, but he's actually, he has a similar skill set to Jalen, whereas they could run the RPO with McKee versus not Pickett. So that's something that's rarely talked about, but they can insert that into the offensive scheme.
So Bruce, you want McKee as the number two on Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where I'm standing on that, because he has a better skill set that complements the offense the way they want to run it versus Pickett. And that's the reason why I'm thinking he's a better fit for Sunday.
You got either it, Bruce.
Either way it goes, we're going to win the game.
I like
Sunday,
that. Well, that's what matters. And Bruce, we appreciate the phone. All right, so Bruce is officially a maniac for McKee here. How about Tom in Alabama? What's up, Tom?
Yo, Joe, how the hell are you, man?
Tom, doing well, buddy. What's up?
Not much. Hugh, how you doing, big man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I think 16 and a half should be the number. Just calling it fair.
Okay.
16 and a half? Isn't that primary receiver hurt?
So Vegas' team total for the Packers is set at 20 and a half. So we're giving you points.
Yeah,
if we went to 17. Don't get greedy.
13 sounds about, Vegas always trying to get people to bet. 13 sounds about right to me.
You 13. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, 13 sounds about right to me. Tom sounds like he wants me to dye my beard. That's why.
He does.
Yeah, I don't know. Because now I got people sliding my DMs talking about do it for the people.
No. For the city.
No, what the city got to do with me dyeing my beard
green? Everything. No, the whole city's listening to this and just shaking their head at what's happened to Hugh Douglas.
I just find it fascinating.
Hey, you know, if Hurts isn't in there on Sunday, I'm going to say they're lying to us, because it's got to be something more than a concussion.
Conspiracy theory time.
Hey, listen, I even got family members texting in talking about, hey, Brody, no. He talking about, come on, Hugh, no. No.
Oh, yeah, he put up the Jalen Mills. He used to dye his hair
green. No, he did. No,
it worked. Yeah. It's a look that works.
No.
And he won the Super Bowl.
That's
right. As a starting corner.
Yeah, listen.
The evidence is mounting.
I know everybody's trying to appeal to me. No. No.
I won. But again, we've established here with a credible NFL writer and our own math system here, you've lost. I mean, you should have dyed this on Monday. We're letting you off easy on this, and now giving you an extra out against the Packers, and you're still not satisfied.
17.8. And now you're trying to move. I'm okay with 13 points. I'm okay with that. If we could get it to 13, and I get to choose the color green, all right, I'm cool with that.
I think you get one of those.
Wait a minute. Why can't I have both?
If you get 13, we choose the color.
Why can't I have both? Because I already know how this is going to go. Y'all going to be – like, if I lose the bet, y'all are here taking pictures, laughing and giggling.
Yes.
Yes.
On social media.
No.
Again, this is for the city, for the station, for the show, for the Eagles.
I'm just saying.
I don't gain anything from this. This is for everyone.
Yes, you do. You gain a chance to ridicule. It's like, no. You, Juan Gilio, you was about to change your name. Like, no.
I was about to change my name legally and have a whole bunch of issues at home. All I need you to do is dye your beard. I mean, I forgot about that.
You didn't even tell me.
No, we did have a discussion.
You didn't workshop it. You just rolled it out there.
I was asked very, very clearly what I was just saying. Because whenever I have a dumb idea, I'm asked, what is the chances this actually happens? And I said like 5%. And then we moved on.
So it was a 5% chance.
Now,
okay.
Deep down, I thought it was closer to 10%. I kind of said five.
So would that 5% have made a difference?
I think it would have. Mike and Voorhees up. What's up, Mike?
Guys, how are you?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
I am calling to defend on a pro bono basis my client, Mr. Hugh Douglas.
You have a lawyer now?
I got a brother. Thank you. I'm getting bullied up here. Something serious today.
Yeah, and my argument is, first of all, you know, my client was spoken to without exerting his rights, where he was bullied into a corner to speak to the prosecutors like yourself without the right of an attorney. So that's already been violated. I know. Do you remember the show on Netflix, The Making of a Murder?
Yes. Yes.
You remember how they put that kid in the room and he was a little slow? He didn't speak with many words, and they kind of postured him into you know, in a position that, you know, basically got him to be guilty.
But he was a kid. He was a grown man.
But well, then I have childlike tendencies.
He does, and he.
I don't even have furniture.
PTE. He might have.
I don't even have furniture.
Yeah, he doesn't have furniture.
He was a professional football player where CTE is a possibility.
I usually don't go with the CTE defense, but today I'm going. I'm gonna go this one time.
I was gonna move off it because I didn't want to go there. But if you want to go there and you want to use that,
just this one time.
Correct. We have to play our bullets here.
You got a good lawyer.
We gotta do.
You got a good lawyer.
We gotta do.
Listen, I'm asking for a motion of continuance on the fact of this.
I like a continuance. That buys me a little time.
Mr. Douglas's whole point about defense is a luxury. If you look over the last 5 years, when you look at each of the Super Bowl champions, the average point per game from defense is a 9. They ranked 9th throughout the league, meaning they gave up on average. That position on that individual year was the 9th average, highest average points per game. Offensively is 5, right? And that includes, those numbers are skewed because last year Kansas City was the 14th ranked, the second ranked defense, and Kansas City was the 14th ranked offense. So those numbers, if you throw it even further out over the like 6 and 7 years, would be even more in Mr. Douglas' favor. So if you look at where, what do you think of the Detroit Lions right now, Joe?
Offense. It's their offense.
Their offense, right? And their defense, which is around 12, right, in points per game, is considered a luxury because their offense allows them that opportunity. So my continuance to push this out, this trial out, is based off the fact that we have to see how it plays out. Mr. Chu's point is all about winning a Super Bowl, right? So that's really what it's about. It's not about winning regular season games. So if you look down the road, and Detroit's the one that's holding the trophy, and their defense was considered average at best, isn't Mr. Douglas's point still correct?
Well, so Mike is a very good lawyer. He's a very good lawyer. Mike,
well, hold on. I have a counter to this.
Okay.
What do you make of the Cincinnati Bengals and why they're not in the playoffs?
Well, I guess they're off. You know what? You can. I don't know. They must have other issues.
Oh, their defense, not the defense, whatever it is.
When you look historically, we're talking about winning a Super Bowl. We're not talking about winning just regular season.
No,
games.
I get it, Mike. And Mike, it's a good defense. I will say this. And
I think I just cornered the witness.
Mike, really good phone call. Hugh has got himself a good lawyer there. I will say this though, in a trial of with the people in charge of the vote and the conviction,
the Philadelphians. Yeah, I'm cooked.
Hugh standing up after the Lions win the Super Bowl and not the Eagles and saying, "See, I told you so."
Yeah,
you're dying to be blue.
Yeah,
at that
it's a way to get cooked.
Yeah, I'm cooked.
Yeah, you are cooked.
I mean, I do. Hey, listen, my lawyer came with that fire.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, but I can't, like, if that the Detroit Lions thing, I was like, that's a good point, but wait, damn, that dog ain't going to hunt.
He didn't have an answer for the Bengals thing.
No, he didn't. He kind of got him there.
But Joe Burrow would be the MVP if he had a good defense.
He would. 215-592-9044. No, he didn't, because defense is not a luxury, as we all know. All right. Your calls on all this. Hughes Beard, where do you come down after the latest bit of evidence that the Eagles allowed on defense less than 17 points per game? I think he's guilty. Any concerns with the Hurts situation this week? He's still not cleared. And, of course, who do you want as the number two quarterback, Pickett or McKee? Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with The Morning Show today. You'll hear that. They cover the Hurts stuff and a lot more with Nick right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.